Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ding. And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am very excited about having our next guest on the show. She is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've known her for more than 16 years. She's become a very good friend of mine, and she's your friend whether you know it or not, Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. And she is the world's expert on healthcare public policy, and we've had the benefit over the years of being treated to her perspectives, her knowledge, her experience, the things she's learned around the globe on healthcare public policy, and she's kept us posted. And I'm so happy to say again, as I said, that she's our good friend. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
It is a pleasure to be with you, Jim, and there's certainly no better friend of small business anywhere on the planet than you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I appreciate that. Also, folks, she's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. I like the way she puts a fine point on her titles. Grace Marie, let's talk about something that's sadly, in the one hand, but also very appropriately interesting, is what's been happening with the VA recently. If we want to see, if we want to imagine the Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama's single-payer system, we don't have to really wait on that to see what that's going to look like, do we?
You know, that's exactly right. And all of us have known about the problems in the Veterans Administration with the growing waiting list, but yet so many people, including Paul Krugman, the Pulitzer Prize-winning economist and writer for the New York Times, have said this is the model system. If we want to look what a single-payer system would look like in the United States, let's look at the VA system. Well, guess what? Everything is government-run. The hospitals are owned by the government. The doctors are employed by the government. They have the kinds of rules and regulations that we see in government-run health
decisions about care are determined by the government, right?
It's right, and it's about bureaucrats saving their jobs.
Yeah,
it's what we always see. Whenever in England, you know, another single-payer healthcare system, the bureaucrats, when they increase the money that's going to a system, the bureaucrats get first.
And one thing I think is important to point out, Grace Marie, and when I've talked about this before, I've been very quick to point out that the problems at the VA in general, the systemic, underlying, fundamental, functional problems, or dysfunctional, I should say, problems at the VA go back for generations. This isn't the problem with the VA did not originate with Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton or H.W. Bush. They go back a long way. They don't they, Grace Marie? This is what it looks like when the government runs health care.
That's right. It's systemic. It's when doctors Jim, this gets to the point in your book. This is the age of the customer. The time when those veterans should be able to find some other doctor to treat them. Mm-hmm. If they can't get care, if they're waiting list, if they're waiting for 119 days for an appointment, then they should be able to take a voucher and go see a doctor the next day in the private sector. Well, they haven't been able to do that. And that's really what's wrong with the system. The bureaucrats know that they are a captive audience. They can't go anywhere else.
That's right. We've got to loosen that up. And Grace Marie, I can only imagine the family members, let alone the veterans themselves, but the family members. If my son was in Iraq twice and he came home, thank God, without being wounded, even though he was in combat both times. But I'll tell you, if he needed care that the VA needed to give him, he wasn't getting it. If this were me, I'd probably be in jail by now because I'm not sure what I would have done about this. I mean, this is ridiculous what's happening. But it But the rest of us, Grace Marie, as we've said, the rest of us need to be watching this, not only as being horrified for the veterans, but being horrified for what we're going to be experiencing if the people who love Obamacare have their way.
Well, and you know, I've debated people who are single-payer system advocates. They live in la-la land, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, they just think, well, of course, people can go see a doctor whenever they want, and they don't have to worry about paying the bill, and they don't have to deal with all of these choices about insurance. Well, what happens? You wind up with shortages when you have unlimited demand and limited supply. Guess what happens? You wind up with rationing.
That's right. Folks, that's just math. That's just basic economics. That's just physics. That's just humanity. That's what you get. Grace Marie is correct about that. So when you're watching the VA situation, you're watching two stories, really. 2Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.